All right. So yesterday's daf is Pei Gimel. So we'll try to catch up a little bit. Hasoicha Rosh Hapoelim. Page Pei Gimel Lamed Aleph. Hasoicha Rosh Hapoelim. Someone hires workers. La'amalahem la'hashkim la'harim. And he told them that they have to come to work early and leave late. It's mokim shenagu shalay lahashkim shalay lahari. Because the custom is that they don't leave early and they don't go early and come late and leave late. And a rashal kaif and he can't force them. The Gemara is going to ask. Obviously, he can't force them.
Normal working terms and conditions.
Yeah. Mokim shenagu lazoin yazoin. If it's a custom in a place to give them food, to give them lunch to the workers, then he has to give them lunch. The sapik mamasika, if he gives them some chocolate biscuits after, then he has to give them sweets. Also, dessert. Yisapik. Hakol kivin rodinig. Everything. So, in other words, standard. What's it called? The award terms.
Standard
fare. Yeah. Ma'aser Rabbi Yechon ben Masia. Sha'amal ibnoit says chalan opolim. Rabbi Yechon ben Masia told his son, "Go and hire workers." Halach v'pasuk la'mezonis. And he went. He went and said, "I'm hiring you, and I'm going to give you lunch." When he came to his father and said, "I hired them, and we have to give them lunch," he said, "My son, when you just say I'm going to give them lunch, and you didn't specify what lunch means, even if you'll give them like Shlomo HaMelech in his time, that means when he was king, not when he was Hedge, when he was king, you're going to give them such a big meal like Shlomo HaMelech Suda." You haven't been Yotze. Shehen ben Avram Mitzvah Yaakov. And as Rashi says, that Avram's Suda was even greater than Shlomo HaMelech, as the Gemara is going to say. So therefore, you're in trouble. You told him you're going to give them lunch, but you don't understand what you've let yourself in for to give them lunch. Ella, what you let me for, because I'm the boss. Ella, therefore, he says to him, "Barachalay aschilu malacha." Before they even start working, save Merlahem, go and tell them. So, because once they've started, it's too late to change the rules. So before they start, you have to clarify to them, "Al menas she'en lechem alay ala pas v'kitnis bovad." That lunch consists of some bread and beans, and that's it. You don't have to give any extra. And then they can decide if they want to keep it. Yeah, that one. I'm assuming Amir Lemer, he doesn't have to say that. Because Hakol Kibinu Gamedina. He doesn't have to worry about it. Because even though Shlomo HaMelech with Avraham Avinu, but it's Kibinu Gamedina, they don't give
royal banquet,
classic catering or whatever. Yeah. You give them bread and beans, and that's it. Okay, so the Gemara asks, first of all, Pshita, when it said in the Mishnah that if the custom is they don't start early, they don't finish late, you can't force them, is the Pshita. Of course you can't force them. Everything. Gemara, like Tzricha, the Tofalu Agrayu. He paid them more money than usual. Yeah, it's Ma'ar Tema, you might think, but he didn't. When he offered them the more money, he didn't say anything. He didn't say it's on condition that you work extra or anything else. He just thumbed. He said, "I'm giving you this much money." So and then now he wants to say, but you got to work extra hours. Is Ma'ar Tema, you might have thought. Oh, Malu, he says to them, "How did Tafoy Luchu Agrayu? The reason why I gave you extra wages is a die to the Makadmisu Makshachisu Badoy. It's because I was assuming that I will get you to come early and finish late. So that's why I gave you extra." Kamash Malon. So, but he didn't stipulate that. He just thought that that's what he was going to do. Kamash Malon. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling you, the Amrle, they can say back to him, even though they accepted the higher wages, "Hide it Tafatatalon," that when you gave us extra wages and we agreed it, a die to the Avdilin Chavita Shapirta, we had in mind that we're going to do a better job. Whatever the work was, not longer hours, but better quality, not quantity. And therefore, you can't force us to work extra hours. Amar Reish Lakish turned the page. Reish Lakish says, "Poyel v'chnisasai mishaloi." When the worker comes back, let's say he's working outside the city in the fields, he's an agricultural worker, so coming home is on his own time. But v'tsiyasai, when he goes out in the morning to the job, is mishal balabayis. That's on the balabayis' time. Shenemar, the pasuk says, we say in Baruchin Afshi here, Tizrach Hashem Meshei Aseifun, the what do you call him? The sun.
When the sun shines,
that means the night creatures come back in. That's the Aseifun. The people don't come in it when the sun shines. People go out when the sun shines. The animals, the Chay Sayor, yeah, the Chay Sayor,
come in after night's finished, the night animals go home after the end of the night. They go and crouch in their homes. The penguins go into their holes and all that stuff. And then Yetzer Adam lefollow. Then the person goes out to his work, and to his work until the evening. So that means the standard working day is from when it comes light till it gets dark.
It's actually interesting. The Pasuk talks about morning first and then night, but when the Reish Lakish, he says the night first and then the morning.
Yeah, I don't know if there's such a deal.
Because
a general worker is thinking more about going home than going to work. So you start off with going home, and it's all about going to work later.
About going home, but he's telling him when you're going home, it's still on the balabos. It says we're not your own.
No, when you go home, it's on another way around. When you're going home, it's on your own cheshbon.
That's right. Now, but you've got an obligation to the balabos.
Oh, an obligation to the balabos. All right. Yeah. Okay. The travel time. So the Gemara says, so Reish Lakish says this. So the Gemara says, why is Reish Lakish giving us lomdas from Sukkim? We said in the Mishnah, Hakol Kibinah Gamadina, the standard award conditions. What do we need to have any more than that? Velech say, why don't we see Heichen and Higi? Why don't we see what the custom is in that city? And you just have to do according to the custom. And for the Gemara, he's talking about Ir Chadosha. When it's a new city, they're building a new place in Caroline Springs. It's not new anymore. What's the new one out there? I don't know. They're building a new one of these new developments. And there is no Minhag HaMedina. It's a new place. So therefore, they have to decide what's going to be. Fred the Gemara, who cares if it's a new place? For Nechsem Ehecha Ka'asu, why don't you just see where these people came from? Yeah? If a whole bunch of people moved out from East St. Kilda to Yehupitzville, and they formed a new settlement out there. So the minig, what they had where they were in East St. Kilda, will be the same as over there. Why do you have to make up new things? And for the Gemara bin Akutoi, we're talking about where they're collected people all over the place. It's not like a group went from A to B. It was a new settlement, and people came from all over the place. So there's all different minhagim, and therefore they, as a starting point, they should go according to what the Pasuk says. Or Iboy Seima. Oh, now the Iboy Seima is going back on the... Iboy Seima, another answer. Why do we need to know what the Pesukim say? The Amar Lahud Agrisu Likapel Daraisa. When they make a special condition, even though there's Minhag HaMedina, but of course Minhag HaMedina can be changed if they make explicit conditions. So if the explicit condition is that the guy says, I want to get according to the Torah award, not according to the Victorian awards, yeah? So then, what you have to know, what is the Poel Daraisa? What is the Torah default position? Is that he goes out in the morning on the work, on the Balabos's time, and he comes out at night, he comes home at night on his own time. Darash Rabzeira, Riyamri La Tana Rabzeyosef, Rabzeira taught, and some say it was a Braisa from Rabzeyosef, Maiduch Siv, Toshes Choshech Vihi Loila, that Hashem puts the darkness and it becomes night. Boy, Tirmos Kol Chaisayar, in the nighttime is Zacharum, all of the animals of the forest. What does that mean? Toshes Choshech Vihi Loila. That is this world. This world is like nighttime. It's finster. And all the animals are. That's all the wicked people in the world. They're like an animal in the forest. Then the pasuk says, "Tizrach Hashem Hashayah Seifun." The sun shines, and they all gathered at home. V'almeinosim Yerbotzu, and they go home. Tizrach Hashem means l'tzadikim. The sun will shine for the tzadikim. Yosefun is Rishoyim l'geinim, and the Rishoyim will be gathered to go to Gehenim. The elmoinosim Yerbotzum, and they'll have their habitat. Ein l'chok kol tzadik v'tzadik she'ein le'model l'fikvoidoi. Every tzadik will have his own cubicle. In according to how much covet he deserves, he'll have his own spot there in Gan Eden. Yetzei Adam Lefala, a person goes out to work, means Yetzei Tzadikim Lekabel Scharam. The Tzadikim will go out to receive the reward. The La Vidasei Adei Arev, the Pasuk finishes, B'mi Shehishtim Avedasei Adei Arev, a person who finished his work up till the evening. That means that his whole time that he was living his life, until Adei Arev, till the last minute, he was a tzaddik and doing what he was supposed to do. So then he gets his spot in Gan Eden. Yeah. Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon, Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon, is the son of Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. Yeah, pretty famous guy. You wait to hear the story. So Lazar Rab Shimon, Ashkach Lahu, Parhuga, whatever that word is, Parhuguna, the Katofis Ganva. He came across one of these public servants, and his job was to catch Ganovim. Nowadays we'd call him a detective. Detective, yeah. He was a detective who was supposed to catch catching the thief. That's right. He was the not the policeman who just arrests him, but he was the detective who worked out who the Ganov is. Yeah? Who done it? Yeah. So he met this guy Amalei, and he says to him, "How do you manage to catch these criminals? They're compared to animals, sneaky, slithery things. Yeah." And they go and hide during the day. They're only out at night. That in the night time is when all the animals are out. And when you're trying to find them in the day, they're gone. They're hiding. So how do you catch these ganovim? Some say he told them a different passage. They hide in conceal themselves in hiding. Like a lion in his sukkah. So they're hidden. So how can you just go and arrest, and you're a detective, you go and you decided that guy there is a ganef. How do you know? You can't tell what's going on. Duma shakalta tzadiki, maybe you arrest tzadikim, but shavakta rishi, and you leave go the wicked. It's on my life. So the poor detective says to him, what do you want from me? My ever, what should I do? Harman of the Malkahu, the king hired me for this job. It's the will of the king. I have to go and arrest crooks. If I don't find any crooks, I'll just arrest anybody. Yeah, you know?
Job then.
That's right. I have to do it. So Rabbi Lazar Shimon had Rachmanis on him, and he says to him, "Come, I'll teach you how to be a detective. What you need to do is go into the cafe in the fourth hour of the day. That means 10 o'clock in the morning, yeah? Go in the cafe and go and sit in Glicks at 10 a.m. If you see someone who's drinking wine already, well, not Glicks, at 10 o'clock in the morning, there,
they only drink whiskey.
That's right. The guy's in the guy's in the pub already at 10 a.m., and he's having a glass of wine, and he's holding the cup, and he's falling asleep. He's so tired. While he's holding the cup of wine, he can barely keep his eyes open. Is then, this is a guy you should investigate. Because what does it mean? It means he didn't sleep enough last night. So what you want to do is you want to find out what he was doing. Where were you last night? It's over mirabonon who deny him, who deny him. If he's a Talmud Chacham and he's falling asleep, Akhtumi caught him the gear. So he probably woke up really early to learn from midnight, like you said in Brachas, that a person's supposed to wake up Chatzos Laila Akum, and he's been learning already hours since midnight, so he's exhausted. So that's why he's falling asleep into his breakfast wine. So therefore, that'll explain it. If he's a worker, he works manual labor, is called him ka'avar avidita. He probably got up early. He's already worked. He's already halfway through the day. The workers on the building sites, they started very early. So by 10 a.m., they're already tired. Ve'avidita belelya. And if he's a night worker, redudi redid. He was probably doing forming metal bits. Vayrakas Bachir Rashi says that they took this redudim means to hack out when you have metal workers and you make thin strips of metal. Why does he mention that, Dafke? Because it's quiet. So if you're going to have a tray that you do at night, it has to be one that doesn't make a lot of noise, otherwise it'll disturb all the neighbors. So maybe he probably had a job that he does at night. So he's probably working all night on his trade.
He's a needle manufacturer.
He makes needles, yeah.
The Eloi, it's needles, okay, it's little thin strips of metal, whatever. If he didn't... he's making needles. But if he's not one of those three things, if he's not a Talmud Chacham, and he's not a worker in the field, and he's not a needle maker, ganvahu, then he must be a ganif, and he was up all night, burglarigged the place. The Tafse, and you should arrest him. Wow. So that was the instructions to the detective how to know who to arrest. So what happened was, I guess the detective was suddenly a lot more successful than he was before. So the king heard about it, that Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon is, Sherlock Holmes. He thought, oh, wow, well, look at this talent we've got. We're not making use of the talent. Is Amru, so they said, Karaina di Garta Iuleve Pravanka.
the one who reads the letter should carry it out. Yeah, like Moshe Rabbeinu said to Pinchas when he wanted to kill.
You remember the halacha?
That's right. That's right. So the person, you've got a letter that says what to do. You've got the instructions. You're the one holding and reading the instructions. You do it. So the Elazar of Shimon, you're the one who's got all the instructions how to catch a ganef. Don't tell him to do it. Go and do it yourself. Is a siwa the Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, but cut off his ganve. You're hired. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon came.
Deputized him.
Detective Elazar of Shimon.
He's the bloke who ain't meant to work. He's meant to learn all the time.
Yeah, well now he's suddenly he's got
see
a.
What happens
a he's now he's boonlighting boonlighting as a detective now.
They deputized him. They gave him a
siwa. Yeah. That's right. But the king told him he has to. The cutoff is gone. River Yazalan, it was going along, and he was detectiving and catching none of him. Shalach Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Chaimetz Ben Yayin, you vinegar, the son of wine. In other words, his father was Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He says, your father was wine. You're vinegar. Like he's saying,
you've gone off.
No, he's telling him, yeah, you've gone off. You've got such an illustrious father. Look what you're doing. You're going out detectiving Ganovim. You're arresting people. Probably they're innocent. And they get sent to the king. And they get killed. And you're handing them over to the government. What's got into you? What are you doing? Shalach le. So he told them, I'm only catching the bad guys. You're comparing it to wine. He kept going on the moshel. You're telling me I'm vinegar, the son of wine? I'm not giving good people away. I'm catching crooks. I'm putting them in jail. So what do you want from me?
Removing thorns from the vineyard.
Yeshalach le. Yeah, I'm taking the thorns out of the vineyard. Yeshalach le. So he told him, Shulman Karcha. It's not your business to remove the thorns from the vineyard. Yovei bala kerem yechalas koitzo. Let the owner of the vineyard worry about it. It means Rabbeinu Shalom. If he wants to do something with the wicked people, let him take care of it. What's it your business to go around looking for people to get into trouble? So anyway, looks like
unless he was ordered by the king.
He was, but you gotta resist.
His father, the one who said don't trust the Romans anyway, everything they do is for the Romans.
That's right. His father went and hid in a cave for that many years to get away from the Romans. Yeah. Yom Echad Poga Be'ahu Kavis. One day, Detective Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was walking in the street, and he came across the Chinese laundry man, and he decided that was a good insult. So he said, you're Chaimetz Ben Yayin. He heard the insult that he got from Yishuv Ben Karcha, so he decided it's a good epithet. So he called him Chaimetz Ben Yayin.
Hey?
New nickname. He called him, Chaimetz Ben Yayin. It's Omar. So Shimon Elazar listens to this laundry man calling him Chaimetz Ben Yayin, vinegar, the son of wine. So he said, "Mid the chotzef kulahai." From the fact that this guy has so much chutzpah, shma min arashiyahu, he must be a rasha. You're under arrest. I don't know what the crime is, but you're under arrest.
Authority.
Nizam alohu tafsu. So he told the police, arrest him. Book him, Dano. Tafsu. So they booked him. They arrested him. The boss of the Nachtaita, so he was, in other words, he was offended by this insult, and he had the guy arrested. After he calmed down, and he realized that just insulting me is not a capital offense, Ozal Basra Lefruke, he wanted to bail him, to redeem him, to get him out of jail, to somehow unarrest him. Well, Motzi, but he couldn't. Once the guy's in jail, that's it. It's Kari Alei, so he said about himself, Shemer Pivu Lashainai, Shemer Mitzor, no, he said about the guy, Shemer Pivu Lashainai, if the guy would have Shminus Haloshin, you know, you'd be careful what you say, if he wouldn't have insulted me, then Shemer Mitzoris Nafshi, he would have saved himself all of this Tzoris. But it was because, even though maybe he didn't deserve to be incarcerated because of, because of insulting me, but nevertheless, you see that when you're loose with your tongue, then you get in trouble. So you keep your hold your tongue, and you'll save yourself a lot of trouble. Is Zakfu? Then they thought, you know what? Let's hang him. We'll save ourselves taxpayers' money of keeping the guy in jail, and they hung him. So now, Elazar of Shimon thought, no, that's a bit too far to hang a guy for insulting me. Is come taste as a kifah of a kabachi. So he went under the scaffold where the guy was hanging. And he was crying that, look, I caused this guy to be hung. His Amr Le Rebbe, they said to him, Rebbe,
Al Ye Rabbe Necha, don't worry about it. Shahu Benoi Balu Nara Merosa. They deserved it. You arrested them because they offended you. But the fact is that they deserved it because both he and his son raped a married woman. And the punishment for raping a married woman is skila. And we know Kolan is skolim nitlim. Anyone who gets skila gets hung up afterwards. So he's just got his punishment that he deserved min ha-Torah.
But this tliya, this doesn't mean hanging by the neck. We don't do that. This means they hung him up from a tree, like
crucifixion.
It doesn't. It's not hanging as into what we call now hanging.
No, hanging.
Hanging.
They hung him
like chenek, like to strangulate him,
like till he be dead. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, his execution was through the hanging.
Right. No. They didn't do skila. But in the end, that's right. But in the end, they said to Elazar ben Shimon, don't cry too many tears for this guy. He deserved exactly what he got, and he's hanging there like his din should have been that he should be end up hanging there. Okay, so that was it. So I guess he felt better. Maybe not.
That's a great comfort.
Yeah, but Yom Kippurim.
I thought Hashem, he was a rapist.
Yeah, when it came to Yom Kippur, so Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was making a cheshbon hanefesh of how his year went. And he said he niach yaday al bnei meyov. He was a rather overweight fellow, and he put his hands on his boich Omar, and he said, "Sisu bnei meyai sisu, my kishkis should be happy, rejoice." Yeah, you okay there?
So I think it says bol nar merosa b'yom Kippur.
I made up a piece of rubbish then. Okay, yeah, good. He did it on Yom Kippur. I put the comma in the wrong place. Okay, but that doesn't make the punishment anymore that it was on Yom Kippur. All right, so he was all excited, and he put his hands on his stomach, and he said, "Mas veikas shalachem kach." I didn't even know what I was doing. I arrested him. In a doubt, I assumed he must be a Russia, but I didn't know exactly what exactly he did wrong. And it worked out that justice was served. Is Vadoy Shalachem, so when I do know what I'm doing, Allah has come v'kama, how much more so? Muftachani b'chem, so I know that, so and Eitzah comes from the stomach. That's where you get your hunch. Your gut, that's why they call it a gut feeling. You got my gut feeling. So my gut, it's all in there somewhere. The gut feeling, even when I had a gut feeling, it was right. How much more so when it was, when I had evidence. So muftachani b'chem, I'm sure about my gut. She'ein rima b'teleya shalatas b'chem, that in the end, even when he passed away, that the worms won't be able to destroy his guts. Mafilo hachi, even after all that, lo meyas v'daita. Even if he said that, it didn't make him feel so good. He still didn't feel so comfortable with it. Is Ashkayua Sama de Shinsa. So they gave him a sleeping potion. By Yulua Lubesa de Shisha. And they put him. So they wanted to see what was going on with his guts, to see if his guts would actually be wormy or not. So they anesthetized him, and they put him on the marble slab, and the coral of Christ, so they operated on him, and they did a stomach excavation on Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, this overweight guy who said that his guts would never be spoiled, and have a mafku minay dekuli the tarba, and they were taking out of his guts baskets full of fat. They put it in the sun in the summer months of Tammuz and Av to see what would happen. They did a scientific experiment, and it didn't go off. So they said, "Ooh, you know, this is right that his kishkis are so." Holy, that they didn't.
Did he remain under anesthetic for the whole Chodesh Tammuz and Av, or they put back his baskets?
No, I think that he didn't have to be on anesthetic when the baskets of fats were out
just
there.
Just the original liposuction process.
Yeah. So the Gemara asks her, but one second, kol tarba nami. If you just have pure fat with no meat connected to it, lo suriach. Any fat without meat will not become fashtunken, because it's the meat that goes fashtunken, not the fat. So he says kol tarba.
Lois Tzriach, yeah, fat doesn't come from Shtumkin. Shariku, Sumchi, Masriach. It's red only stuff. If there's red meat, so redness at least with it attached to it, then it stinks. Sahacha, over here, by the fat in his guts, Afagavta Ika Shariku Sumchi, even though it had red bits in it. So there was some meat there, Loi Masriach, it didn't go off. So he woke up and he saw his fat in the bowl was all intact. It's kari anafshi, af besori yishkon levetach. Even my meat will dwell securely. So that was the experiment of the guts. Ve'af Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi motok yehai ma'isa liyadei. Not only did this happen to Blazer of Shimon, the same thing happened, exact same story to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, and he was also appointed as a detective. It's poga be'Eliyahu. One day Eliyahu comes to him, again, what are you doing arresting people and putting them to be killed by the government? You're a masser. So Shmuel says, my Avi, what can I do? Harman of the Malko, it's the king wants me, the king told me I have to do it. He said to Mavuch, your father ran away to Asia. I don't know if Asia is Asia, but yeah. Ah, Tarek Ludkaya, you run away to Ludkaya.
That's a place with lots of oil, wasn't it?
Palmachas, Ludkaya Ludkaya Shemin. Okay, so there were these two, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Rishmol Rabbi Yosi, who were kindred spirits. They both had the same job. They both were overweight. They both had famous fathers.
He was one of the three,
Yehuda
and Rabbi Shimon, and they
were
talking about
the Romans,
and what happened to Rabbi
Yossi?
He was sent to
Golis. Rabbi Yossi ran away.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's right. So he says, if you're worried about the king telling you to do things that are not right, run away. Don't just do it. It's Kihava Mikali Rabbi Shmuel, when these two gentlemen would talk to each other, Hava Ayil Bikrediturri Benayu, Vilayavanagabahu. They were so fat that underneath their stomachs could pass a pair of oxen and wouldn't even touch the sides. That's how much space there was between them when they talked to each other.
I'm assuming this was before the operation.
Don't know. Armalahu.
I never saw the before and after photos.
Armalahu, ahu matronisa. Some lady said to them, "Bneichem enam shalachem. Your kids must be not yours." Because I'm looking at you, and you couldn't reach
it's not
your
really
wife.
Shaykh for you to,
well, you couldn't reach your wives, so therefore must be that the kids are mamzerim. As Amrullah, they said to her, "Shalahen, Golam Mishalano, our wives are even fatter than us." So what's your problem? So she says to them, "Kol Shekein." Well, if they're even fatter than you, I'm for sure you couldn't do it. As Ikad the Amr, and some say Hachi Amrullah, they said to her, "Ki ish kvarase, the fatter you are, the bigger your equipment.
Everything else is
the equipment. So it's the commensurate. So therefore, even though there's a lot of space to cover, we could do it.
And everything's proportional.
Ika the Amri, and some say, Hachi Amrla, they said to her, Ava de Chekes Sabosar, that when your love pushes the Bosar. So even though we're really fat, but when it comes to love, it contracts the meat and gets it out of the way. Why did they bother answering this woman? Don't answer a fool according to his foolishness. If somebody comes to you and tells you something stupid, don't answer him. So why did they bother answering this lady? Because she made a taina that the children are mamzerim, so they thought we better answer, otherwise people will think that we accepted her taina. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, this is the anatomy. The equipment of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi is the size of a flask that contains 9 kabin of wheat. However big that is. Amar Rav Papa, Eved Rabbi Yochanan was kechemes bas chamisha kabin. It's the size of 5, which is a bit smaller. Some say it was only 3.
that have that proper good
this
thing.
Is, this is good. What this comes into the category of Toyota Hivalilma done inside
of clear. Yeah. Yeah.
Toaster says that the reason
of the should get out the toaster.
It's cooking in the toaster. Yeah.
No, toaster says this in order to protect the yichus of the children of
yeah, the Gemara said that.
Yeah, I understand, but then why does Rapopiku go into it already?
Why does he go into it? He wants to protect everybody else.
Everyone's covered.
I want to know how he knew anyway.
In the
mikveh, huh?
Anyway,
the Rav Papa Gufay, Rav Papa himself, is Kidikura the Harpina, with certain type of baskets that they made in a place called Harpina. Okay, well, that was good to know. I'm Rav Yochanan, I'm not Ishtaira Mishapir Yerushalayim. I'm the last one left of the good looking blokes in Yerushalayim. Hi, man, the boy, Mechse Shufa, the Rav Yochanan. If you want to know how good looking was Rav Yochanan. Nicely cast at the Kasper Bebe Silky, bring a brand new silver kois when it's straight out of the fire of the kois maker. Who
Smolensmith?
They use like hot. They heat it up, yeah, to make it hot.
From the Achim Chadad,
a becher, yeah. The Nimali Partsida the Reim Nesukah, fill it up with seeds of a red pomegranate. The Neder like Chila Devar the Sumka Lepume, and put red roses around the mouth of it. The Noisve Ben Shimshul Atula, put it in between the sun and the shade. I don't know exactly what that means, I suppose, where it's sort of half shady. And Ahuz the Hiruri, and the shine, the sparkle that comes out of that, is Me'en Shufad Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan's face shined like. So Rabbi Yochanan had a very radiating face. There's a Friday Gemara, Eini, it ain't so. We said before, Shufad Rav Kahana. We said that Rav Kahana's visage was like Rabbi Abahu. Shufad Rabbi Abahu, man, Shufad the Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Abahu looked like Yaakov Avinu. Shufad the Yaakov Avinu, man, Shufad the Lamarisha. So we talk about all of these good-looking blokes. But Rabbi Yechidon like a chashiv lahu, but Rabbi Yechidon doesn't get a mention in there. So what's Rabbi Yechidon saying? I was the last good-looking guy left in Yerushalayim. He's not even listed in the top 10. And for the Gemara, Shiner Rabbi Yechel, the reason why Rabbi Yechel was left out, had this pot on the Havala, he didn't have a beard. So therefore, he was in the category, he was the top 10 in the beardless category.
Lower.
But it was in a different weight, a different whatever, yeah. Rabbi Yechel, Hava Ozel, Yosef, Ashar, Tfila. Rabbi Yechel used to go and sit at the door of the women's mikveh. Omar, and he said, Kisalka b'nei Yisrael mit tefillas mitzvah, when the girls come out of the tefillas mitzvah, lifgo be, they should see me. Ki hecha the level, u'boni shapir rekavasi, then they go home to their husbands, and they'll end up, because they looked at me, they'll end up having beautiful children. And also, not just beautiful, but gemiria reisa kavasi, they'll even be talmid hachamim like me. So the rabbi said to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not worried about ayin hara, you're making such a big deal about your good lookingness, people are going to give you ayin hara. He said, I'm from the tribe of Yosef, which ayin hara doesn't work against Yosef's descendants. That's in the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave. What does it mean, alei oyin, that Yosef went alei oyin? So Rashi brings over there that everyone wanted to look at him, etc. But Amar Rabbi Abahu, al tikri alei oyin ela oylei ayin. That means they're above, they go above the eye. The eye can't reach and affect them, and they're above the eye. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Amar Mehacha, v'yidgu l'roi b'kerev ha'aretz, they shall be like fish, many like men in many of them in the land. Why does he compare them to fishes of Ephraim and Menashe in the bracha of, you know, Hamalach HaGoyal, you see there? Is mad dogim shebeyami, compare them to fish, just like fish in the sea. Mayim mechasim oisam ve'ena ayin shaletes b'am, because the water covers them, so the eye can't see them, so there's no ayin hara on them. Av zavah shal Yosef, the descendants of Yosef, ain ayin shaletes b'hem, the ayin hara cannot affect them. Yeim echad, have a kasachir, Rabbi Yochanan b'yadana, one day Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Jordan River. Chazir Rish Lakish, this is Rish Lakish. In his previous
preacher of estate,
in his previous occupation, when he was a bikey, yeah, whatever, Rish Lakish saw him swimming. So he decided to go for the attack, and he jumped into the river to attack him. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, your strength is suitable to use for Torah, not for being a crook. So he says back to him, your beauty is worth being for women, not for you. So it was like an answer back. His Amalei says to him, if you'll do tshuva, I'll give you to marry my sister. She's even more pretty than me. His kibbol, I thought that's a good deal, so he accepted it. His boy lemed al asuyamani, he wanted to go back and collect his kelim, but leimotza to swim back from the river, leimotza to jump. He jumped across the river. I don't know. He couldn't jump anymore. He lost his strength. Why? Because learning Torah weakens your strength. Mateshas koicha. So as soon as he started learning, immediately he lost his strength.
As soon as he became a Talmud, that's the thing.
As soon as he agreed,
he committed to become.
He
a
committed
Talmud.
To start learning. He already lost his strength, and he couldn't jump across the river anymore. So Rabbi Yochanan Akriva Asna, he taught him psukim, he taught him mishnah. And Bishavya Gavra Rabban, and made him into a big Talmud Chacham. Yom Echad, have a Mefalgi Be'er Medrash. So one day they were learning in the Beis HaMedrash, and they were discussing and arguing about the Mishnah and Kalim, which says, Asayef, Asakim, Apigin, Varemech, Magal Yadam, Magal Kotzer. These are all different kind of weapons, a sword, mit a knife, mit a spear, mit a whatever, a sickle.
Nashir.
Me'emesam, a Kablin Tuma. When are they roi lekabel tuma? Mishas gemar melachta, when they are finished being made, when the kelim are done. Umeemesai gemar melachta, when is the end of that? Rabbi Yechonam mishitzaf and bekivshon, once they are tempered in the furnace, and reshlok, they're all metal, so they get tempered, and reshlok yishomar mishitzachtachem b'mayim, when he cools it off in water, after he tempers it in the furnace, he then put it in water and it cools off, yeah? And that's when it's hardened, and you can use it. So Rish Lakish said, yeah, it's not finished yet until you put it in the cold water. And says to him, ah, listoi blastayusa yada. You're an expert on this because a robber knows his kalim. You used to be a robber and used all these weapons. So you are an expert on weapons. So Rish Lakish was offended. I mean, what do you mean? You're telling him, you're calling me because I'm a robber, I know weapons. That's not very nice to say.
Isn't it halacha l'maisa? You're not supposed to remind the Baal Tshuva of their pre-Tshuva status?
Correct. There's Amale, so Rish Lakish hits back, and he says, am I honestly, oh yeah, you think you're such a rabbi. Yeah, what did it help me? What did it help me that I stopped being a robber and I became a rabbi? Hasam Rabbi Korole, when I was the chief robber, they called me the Rav Chief Rabbi. And Hacha Kari Rabbi, now they call me Chief Rabbi also, Chief Rabbi, Chief Robber, what's the difference? I'm still the chief, I haven't really gained anything. So he was sort of insulting Rabbi Yochanan back, what's a big deal?
I haven't
got anywhere. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, it did help you, that you're from now, you're close to God. What do you mean, what did it help you? So Rabbi Yochanan got upset because he offended Rish Lakish. And Chalash Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish got sick because Rabbi Yochanan got upset. And when someone gets upset with you, you get sick. When it's Rabbi Yochanan. It's Asoy Achsei. So Rabbi Yochanan's sister, who was Rish Lakish's wife,
Mrs.
Lakish, came to Rabbi Yochanan. And Kabachi, and she was crying. Amrale Asei Bishvil Bani. She said, save him, daven for him. He's very sick. Daven for my son shouldn't be a yosim. It's all my law. Ozvi yisaymech. Ani echya. Ani echaya maybe. He says your orphan is abandoned, and I'm gonna bring him to life. So she said, "Asay bishvil almanusi. At least don't make me be a widow." It's all my law. Almanusayich alai tivtachu. Alai tivtachu. No, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. One of yours, yeah. So he said, basically, bad luck. Nach nafshed Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish passed away. Rabbi Kametzar, Rabbi Yochanan Basrei Tuva, and Rabbi Yochanan missed him a lot. Amru Rabbanon. So the rabbi said to themselves, "Man lezel yasvul daite. Who's going to go and make Rabbi Yochanan feel better? Neis Rabbi Lozer ben Podas. Rabbi Lozer should go. This is the Rabbi Lozer the Amora, the Mecharad and Shmatzik, because he's also a." Sharp. He's also a sharp person, so he can replace Rish Lakish as Rabbi Yochanan's chavrusa. There's Ozol Yosef Kamei, he went and sat before Rabbi Yochanan, called Milsa to have a Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Leitanya the Messiah. Every time Rabbi Yochanan said something, he brought a brisa to back him up. So he thought he was going to make Rabbi Yochanan feel good. His Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, At kvar l'kabar l'kisha, you think you're replacing Rish Lakish? Bar l'kisha ki ava mina milsa ava makshali yasim abakrish yosef. When I said something, he asked me 24 kashas. I gave him 24 answers. So that enriched our learning because he asked me so many questions. He challenged me, and I had to answer him. V'ata marta tanda mesayalacha. All you're doing is telling me that I'm right. Yoshakoyach. I know I'm right. I don't need you to tell me that. I want you to challenge me and make it better. He was going with ripped clothes and he was crying. He's saying, "Oi, where is Rish Lakish? Where is Rish Lakish?" And he was screaming. Until he went meshuga. And boy, Rabban Rachmel Levin Achnafshe, and everybody davened for him that he shouldn't go around being meshuga anymore. And he passed away too. Yeah. Okay. And just to. We'll stop over here. It's late, and we'll try to catch up tomorrow.